This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. And it is a Thursday, which means we get to have another conversation with Russ Collins. Russ is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, running the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And it is good to be with you again, Mr. Collins.
Well, Mr. Fair, it's good to be with you. And, you know, it's winter, but we're headed towards the other side of it. And thinking about summer and fall and getting everything back to a little bit of normal, hanging out with friends and doing fun things together. So we'll keep a good thought in that way. And it's going to be Groundhog Day next week on the 2nd. I feel like I'm stuck in a Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Reality.
Work and go home and stay alone.
That's right. And things don't seem to change, except they do change every day. And so anyway, we're optimistic about 2021, and the end of the year is going to be a lot different than the way it's begun, and we're grateful for that. But the changes are going to be impatient waiting for all these changes to go, but we just got to keep the faith and moving forward, and I think everyone's doing that the best they can. We're very excited about some stuff that we've got going. Traditional stuff, it just is funny to say that curbside concessions and virtual movie trivia are traditional, but it's been long enough now that they are traditional. But we're opening a new film that stars Steve Zahn called Cowboys. That's going to be online at michtheater.org. If you have, and I know there are many people out there in the listening audience, if you have a love story connected to the Michigan or State Theater, we have a special opportunity for you, because before the Valentine's Day film that we're doing, which is the silent film, A Hero for a Night, that's going to be at 3 o'clock. But between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, we're going to capture these love stories of people who met or fell in love or got married at the Michigan and State Theater.
You met your wife at the Michigan Theater, didn't you?
I did, yes. And there are several people that work here now, and we know that there are lots of members and community citizens that have a romantic story to tell about their experience with the Michigan and State Theater.
Maybe I need to go to more movies.
You definitely do.
Build a story of my own.
Not just for romance, but for enlightenment and entertainment, for sure. But if you've got any of those stories, contact us at the Michigan Theater. Go to our website, michtheater.org, and contact us. Or you can send me an email, if you like, at rcollins@michtheater.org. And we'll hear about your story and have you videotape that story.
That's fun.
And we'll put them all together as a pre-show kind of event before our Valentine's Day. I think it's a perfect Valentine's thing to do.
And you're planning the theaters to open like a couple of days before that Valentine's Day event, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're going to open the theaters on the 12th. We're going to be showing intermittently between now and April award-worthy films. The first award-worthy film that we're doing is Minari, which just got a lot of nominations for Independent Spirit Awards. It's also a candidate for the Best Picture Academy Award and several other awards in terms of Oscars as well. But that's going to play on the 12th. And then the 14th, we have this Hero for a Night, which is the silent film that opened the Michigan Theater back in 1928. We're going to do it with live musical accompaniment and a newsreel beforehand from the period, talking about Charles Lindbergh, because this goofy movie is about a guy that more or less accidentally flies across the Atlantic Ocean. Charles Lindbergh did it on purpose and with great planning.
Right.
Yeah, in a romantic comedy farce, you can do it by accident, but real people have to do it with a great deal of planning. So anyway, it should be a lot of fun. Get the romantic stories as a pre-show, and then a really nostalgic and romantic comedy on Valentine's Day.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Farrell with Russ Collins via phone line this morning as we continue to properly social distance. You mentioned this movie Cowboys with Steve Zahn, and I'm really interested because I find Steve Zahn to be hysterical, but I'm not entirely sure that this is a comedy.
It has comic moments. It is a family drama, Steve Zahn plays the dad, and he's married to Sally, played by Jillian Bell. They have a cis daughter, cis female, this daughter is very, very convinced that she is a he, that a transgender son, and this obviously becomes a conflict between the parents, who had conflicts anyway. So the Steve Zahn character takes his son out west, and they're riding horses and doing cowboy things and camping out in the field. But it becomes a bit of a legal thing because he's accused of kidnapping the child. So it's that family drama, but there certainly are funny moments as they're out in the western wild. Making it as best they can.
I like the way you put it. They're doing cowboy things.
That's right. They're doing cowboy things. And Steve Zahn is a very compelling actor and a particularly strong comic actor. The performance by Sasha Knight as Joe, the trans son, is also quite compelling. It's a film that's opening tomorrow virtually at the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace. You can get to that by going to michtheater.org, our website. And logging on. There is a fee, and we get a little cut from that fee, so we're happy, happy about that. Cowboys, opening Friday. Go check it out. Stars Steve Zahn and Jillian Bell and Sasha Knight, and it's well worth taking a look at. Again, please tell us your love story. Email your story to feedback@michtheater.org or to me, and we'll get you set up and record your story and make it part of Hero for a Night on the 14th of February.
Now, are you and Deb Pollock going to video your story?
We have been asked to do that. So
that'll
I
be
imagine
fun.
That will, yeah, should be fun. We over the years, we hear many, 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 many stories. Some of them about the back row of the theater,
Yep.
I'm sure some
point,
of those
point has been clearly made.
But also some very romantic proposals have been done at the Michigan Theater where special little films have been made. And those are charming, charming, charming stories. So go check it out. If you're interested in a special screening at the Michigan or State Theater, State Theater is really where we're focusing most of these. You can rent the State Theater, and we're getting several of these a week. It's actually pretty exciting. So contact us at feedback@michigantheater.org, michtheater.org, again, or you can contact me directly, and we'll find out what you want to do and try to set up a video game night for you and your family, or a movie night for you and your family, or just a pod gathering and watch some kind of special thing
that could be fun.
Yeah, it's people are having a lot of fun with it, so that's great.
So,
we've got this great series of best international films that have been nominated by countries around the world, and those are streaming virtually. Now we have My Little Sister, Blizzard of Souls, that's from Latvia, Another Round from Denmark, Collective from Romania, You Will Die at 20, Sudan's official submission. And then tomorrow we open True Mothers, which is Japan's official submission.
What's that one about?
It's about a woman and an adopted child that are contacted unexpectedly by the child's birth mother and the family complexities that come in that dynamic. Obviously, there's a lot of resident with Japanese culture. True Mother, these films that get nominated by the countries, especially a country like Japan, which has an excellent film culture, are outstanding films. So go check it out. Next week, the French official submission, Two of Us, or is it known in France, Deux, is going to play. So keep an eye out for those. So most of those are already up and playing. We open True Mothers tomorrow, and go check it out. If you didn't see Rams, which is this optimistic narrative of family and nature. It's a remake of an Icelandic film by an Australian cast. Go check it out.
Sheep. It's got to be. I have to see it.
Well, it's about
in their house.
Well, there's part of it that's in their house. So there's definitely interesting stuff. And then we have four documentaries. The Reason I Jump, which is about autism, is actually a Japanese film about autism that brings in people, autistic people from around the world. Some Kind of Heaven, which is about this the Villages, which is this Florida retirement community.
Yeah, it's huge.
Done by Disney, and it's a pretty interesting documentary. And then Akasa, My Home, which is about the Bucharest Delta. It's kind of reminiscent of the people that live out in the wilderness around New Orleans, that are those very backwards kind of people. So go check it out. Lots of really great stuff, about 30 films on our virtual movie palette. So
well, we are moving ever closer to the full reopening of the Michigan and State Theaters and a special Valentine's Day event coming up. Find out more about it on our website at WEMU.org. That will provide all the links to the Michigan and State Theaters and everything that is available to you. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood, virtually.